This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Surprise is our theme for the day on the Kevin Jackson Show. And there have been a couple of surprises. Well, first of all, SCOTUS overruled all these knucklehead judges who were keeping President Trump from making America safe again. And they've upheld the travel ban. I don't know what the vote was, but that's a good thing. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about surprise. See, there's the people that do like surprises. See, we just got a surprise. It wasn't very much of a surprise to us because we knew common sense is going to rule the day when you have a 5-4 lead in SCOTUS, and it'll be bigger by the time President Trump is done here. I believe God has willed it this way. But see, the left, they don't like surprises because surprises are gotchas. The reason why, and I don't know how you feel about surprises, I know people who just don't want to get their heart rate up. You know, like the guy in Get Shorty. You remember Momo who walked up the stairs and they said, surprise, and he has a heart attack. Yeah, they don't like it because it changes their heart rate. They like everything to stay at even keel. Yeah, but we like surprises. We do because we understand that it's a good thing. It's like getting a present. Hey, Kevin, I got you something. What y'all give me? By the way, what are y'all getting me for Christmas? Not just you two. I'm talking to the audience, too. What are y'all getting me for Christmas? And what are y'all getting me for Christmas? We'll tell you where to mail it. But anyway, yeah, so surprises. And the thing about this, when surprises work the other way, they're not good. And the left, they don't get it. Joy Behar, what was she? She was just exuberant over the new information about Michael Flynn. Oh, my gosh, he colluded. The President Trump told him to call the Russians. Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo. And then she had to do a mea culpa yesterday. Yeah, Joy had to call and go, you know, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done the breaking news. And then she reads the letter from ABC. We're really sorry. We should do a better job. And then Brian, what's his face? I'm really sorry. I'll hold myself to a bigger standard or whatever. None of them hold themselves to a standard. They knew what they wanted. Joy Behar wants the president indicted for anything, even though he's doing a great job. And then the surprise ends up being on her. The surprise is on ABC. The surprise is on the media industrial complex because you know what they did? They put another nail in their coffin. People don't believe them. So congratulations to us. Joy Behar celebrates. Yay, he's guilty. No, he's not. The surprise is on you, Joy. You lose credibility. And you want to know where additional credibility was lost? When CNN broke news last night that the guy who got fired, and we'll talk about him, Peter Zorkic or whatever his name is, this is the very same dude who changed the gross negligence thing on Hillary Clinton's, when Comey was reading the whole thing about gross, well, it doesn't rise to the thing of gross negligence, that tortured review of that. Turns out, this is the guy who rewrote it. He's also, along with three other FBI agents, sending anti-Trump messages back and forth as he's supposed to be investigating Hillary. Now I'll let you stew on that for just a second. Hey, Joy, you going to cover that on The View? Surprise! Yet another one. So what does Donald Trump do? He tweets out, you know what, this crooked FBI, we're going to get the FBI, make America, we're going to make them great again. And Eric Holder says, oh, geez, who are you to be talking about the great men and women of the FBI? And we'll talk about this a little bit later, too. But you got Comey over there going, yeah, my guys are great guys. They were amazing people that I worked for. Yeah, they were crooked. They were part of the Democrat shield. They were part of the Democrat mafia is what they were. And so Donald Trump tweets out, these guys are crooked. And you know what happens? It turns out they are. Now, we all knew, it's certainly not a shock, that we find out that the Obama administration Department of Justice, specifically the FBI, we've written extensively on Comey and his cover-up on behalf of the Clintons and everything that they were doing to orchestrate a win, and you listened to Comey give you all this explanation of all the things that he's going to be doing. You know, this is what we went through and blah, blah, blah with the FBI, but we find no reason to do anything to Hillary Clinton. And you knew right then and there the fix was in. Every one of us knew it. You'd have to be a brain dead moron, a.k.a. a leftist, to not to believe otherwise. And so we find out through CNN, who's trying to regain their reputation, and they're saying, you know what, that investigator, it turns out he's not legit. And it turns out there's three others in there with him. So now what is Mueller's choices? What does Mueller have to do? Surprise, he can no longer keep his focus on Donald Trump. Now Mueller's got to shift his focus away from all the other things that led to the information that supposedly led to the Donald Trump colluding with the Russians, which, by the way, not a single ounce of evidence to that. He's chasing everything but that story. But now what's he got to do? He's got to now convince this country that the people that worked on this campaign, every single one of those people that he hired that are Hillary Clinton backers, are legit. He's going to spend a long time trying to convince this black man that those people are legit. Because you know what? We found out about one of them with three other possibles. And I bet you there's a lot more. But you know what else? Inside of that organization, there are some good people. They want to salvage their reputations. And you know what they're doing? They're going to be talking to Jeff Sessions. And if you think these guys are dumb, you better think again. They already have a lot of information about what's going on. Don't think Donald Trump tweets without knowing stuff. He's got an inkling. Somebody gives him information. They say, be careful, Mr. President, but here's how I would play it. He says, hey, you know what? That crooked FBI. And the next day, we find out about that crooked FBI. The son of a gun. Look at there. Everybody thinking, oh, he's done. Yeah, a Wharton graduate who takes $1 million and makes it into, I don't know, $5-10 billion. He's really stupid. The guy who wins a presidency against all odds. You're now starting to see how he won. Hey, surprise. Leftists, you know what's going to happen to you if you're listening to the program, and you do. You're going to continue to be surprised until we start watching the perp walks of Comey, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mueller, and a host of other people who have been stealing taxpayer money and defrauding the people of this government, of this nation, I should say. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Racism in the sign of God when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. It will keep the surprises from happening to you. You'll understand how things work in the world of politics. Let me tell you what's happening right now, people. The left are in a conniption. It's funny, I was looking at clips and they said it was like the White House is in turmoil. I can only imagine what's going on inside of the White House, and I'm thinking, are you kidding? The White House is, I mean, they are a smooth sailing ship. That's what the White House is. It was a leftist that's saying that the White House is in turmoil. What that leftist was saying is that the left are in turmoil. The left have so many more shoes to drop. They don't know where they're going to come from. You want to talk about the element of surprise. Imagine a meteor shower. And you're in the middle of it. The best thing for you to do is stand still. Because you don't know where that next meteor is going to hit. Political shoes are about to drop. Entertainment shoes are about to drop. Policy shoes. I mean, think about it. We are done with the Weinstein, Hollywood stuff. We're on hiatus temporarily. We're not done with the Conyers stuff and Al Franken and a host of others. And let me tell you something. There are lots more out there looming. They're afraid. And as far as policy goes, every single thing that comes out from the Obama administration ends up being horrible for them. The Steinle verdict, do you think that helps the cause of the left? I've got a clip. I'll play it in the next segment because it's worth discussing. You know what? Let's just do it now. It's a clip from Don Lemon's show. It's a guy by the name of Curtis Blow who writes for the New York Times. And I want you to hear his explanation of the Steinle verdict, and then we'll go into some of these other issues.
Charles, this case, it was central to the Trump campaign, his presidential campaign. It turns out the jury saw the set of facts very differently with this verdict than most people thought how it would turn out.
Right. So first of all, I just want to say this. It's a tragedy either way for her it family is. And for her. If she's gone, obviously, but for her family who's still here and mourning her. But I do believe that the president was using him as a way to project a pathology onto all Mexicans or all immigrants or even all Mexican immigrants who might even be criminal. And I see that happen over and over and over again, but only happen among people of color. Mm-hmm. It happened with him and Mexican. It happened with black people and Willie Horton. It happens with Muslim people and every Muslim who commits an act of violence or terror. It never happens with white people. That guy can shoot how many ever hundreds of people he shot in Vegas, and we will never say that this is proof of white pathology. We will never say that, but we will hone in on this guy, right or wrong, whatever he did, and project onto the rest of the immigrant population that this is the reason that we have to do something about the rest of them. Him. He epitomizes their pathology. That, at its core, mm-hmm. is what racism looks like when you don't use the slur, but you project onto the population.
Welcome back, everybody. So I'm watching that clip, and Ed Martin's a friend of mine, works for the Eagle Forum, and he's sitting there with Charles Blow, and he's just letting Charles speak, and that's fine. I didn't watch the whole clip. But what's funny to me is Charles Blow says that Donald Trump is using this Mexican dude, Zareta, in order to project a pathology onto all Mexicans. And then he goes on to contend that it only happens to people of color. And apparently the Willie Horton ad that was run years ago, which most people probably don't even know the reference, is a projection of onto black people. Any acts of terror are projections on the Muslim people. And what's funny there is he didn't just single out any single act of terror. That's what's funny about that. Nor with blacks did he single out anything that blacks do. He singled out the Willie Horton. He was released from prison, and then he upon release from it by a Democrat, he went out and killed other people. So ergo, that was a projection on to blacks, of all blacks. But he says it doesn't happen with whites. If Bundy goes out and serial kills, nobody says that, you know, most white people are serial killers. I know I've never heard that, right? Or most, drive big gun violent things are done by white people. I've never heard anything like that, right? He's telling you, you don't hear that stuff, which of course you do. But I love what he says, that this guy, we have to take this Zareta guy and we have to make him epitomize the issue, epitomize whatever the problem is. Well, here's the problem, Curtis. There are 11 million people that have illegally come into this country, or more, probably more than that, that are illegally in the United States. And a fairly good-sized percentage of them are committing crimes. And this guy did. And who do they commit crimes against? Are they just committing crimes within their own community, the illegal community, or are they committing crimes against citizens? And so this idea that Donald Trump is projecting something, Donald Trump is addressing an issue that should have been addressed years ago. Everybody knows this. Let me put it to you this way. If Barack Obama were president right now, Charles, I call him Curtis Blow. And Curtis Blow was one of the first rappers. Anyway, Charles Blow would have nothing to say. For the record, what would Obama say if Kate Steinle were killed by an illegal who got a gun and decided he was going to fire it at a SEAL? That's what they were talking about. Why would you do that? If I'm a black man in America, I find a handgun, I pick it up, I fire it at a SEAL, and I kill anybody, I guarantee you I'm going to prison. There's not a jury that's going to, in San Francisco, that's going to go, well, I mean, come on. You know why they did it? They did it because they did not want the narrative of, we aren't protecting you if you come to our city. Now, I want you to, what if this illegal had decided to drag Kate Steinle behind a building and rape her? What my suspicion is San Francisco would probably be, it's really a shame she happened to be by the building. Man's got his needs. These people are crazy. And Curtis Blow wants you to believe, he wants you to believe that Donald Trump is a racist, that America is racist, that all we do, we project. Let me tell you what the projecting that's happening right now. The projecting that's occurring in America is the left, particularly the black left, but even the white enablers who are projecting on the whites and pushing this idea that you are racist, that you are bad people for whatever reason, and you are not even the majority people in the world. I don't even think at this point white people are the majority people in the United States. The question we should be asking Curtis Blow is, when does it end? Curtis Blow. Charles Blow. These are the breaks. Break it down. For those of you who know this Curtis Blow, you'll like that reference. Anyway, these people are crazy. I don't know what else to tell you. We got to take a short break. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Were you surprised about the Steinle verdict? Because our theme today is surprise. And I will tell you, I was surprised. I bet most of you were surprised. The idea that a man, forget his status, could pick up a gun, fire it, and essentially be exonerated is pretty surprising. Even in the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, I'm shocked that they didn't say, let's put this guy away. Now, we understand the politics of it. They got to fit the narrative. No, he wasn't bad. Look, I mean, come on. So what? He was deported, what, 5 to 7 times? He's not a bad guy. We can't go convicting him because that would actually lead people to believe that the conservatives are correct, that Donald Trump is right in needing to build the wall. But here's a bigger surprise. The New York Times writer, Charles Blow, says that the verdict was racist. The outrage over the fact that people are saying he should never have been convicted. That's racist. See, that was Donald Trump projecting racism into a situation and making Zaretta the scapegoat for all Mexicans. Now, I want you to consider that. A dude gets free, an illegal Mexican who's been deported multiple times, not a solid citizen, picks up a gun in the park that he finds, and instead of turning it in a sanctuary state where he's not going to get in trouble, he decides to fire it, kills a beautiful young mom walking with her father, and the left want you to take racism into that. That's racist. How could you dare look at that any other way? That's how crazy they are. Here's another surprise for you. Perhaps the bigger surprise. The verdict is actually going to help the cause of freedom. It's going to help Donald Trump. See, the left, what they don't understand is logic has a way of rearranging it. It's going to arrange itself. Electrons arrange themselves in a particular way. That's why hydrogen stays hydrogen and oxygen stays oxygen. And the combination of two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen means you're going to have water. Because there's order in the universe. There's order in the system of things. I know the left want to introducing chaos. Or in technical terms, we call it doping. You want to dope the element, but you're not going to. It's going to organize itself back to be H2O. Give me two hydrogen molecules and an oxygen molecule, and they're going to make H2O. They're going to give me some water. The element of surprise. And the left think that we're going to get it. They think that We're the ones who are going to be, oh, you wait till you get Donald Trump, you wait. The element of surprise, folks, is that we won, and our guy's doing exactly what we said he would, and they're shocked. Yeah. See, the left believe what they believe. And other leftists believe what they're told to believe. So Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president. Surprise, she's not. Why is she not? Because the element of surprise. They underestimated Donald Trump, which means they underestimated us. And every time they attacked this man, they continued to underestimate us. We picked a warrior for a reason. And interestingly, it doesn't matter how good Donald Trump does, they don't care because they're upset that we were right. Hillary's not president. She's never going to be. And Donald Trump is performing like a rock star. And these guys are mad about it because they're shocked at how good he is. They're shocked that everything they've invested in, all the lies, all the fakeness of who they are, we covered frauds a while back, but the fraudulent nature of leftism, they are shocked. Their bedrock is shaking. They don't know what to do. So the only thing they can do is stay dogmatically fixated on Donald Trump. I swear to you, if you take Joy Behar, take any Whoopi Goldberg, take all these leftists, that these hardcore, and you'll find out every single one of them is just embarrassed. At their core, when you talk to them, let me give you a little hint. When you talk to them, just say this. Say, look, I know you're embarrassed. I get it. And watch them. They'll have a conniption. I'm not embarrassed. He's crying. He's it. And you go, look, I get it. If I had voted for Hillary Clinton and then I watched the results of Donald Trump, I'd be mad at myself. I'm just saying. Because it's going to make them so upset. And that's what bothers. Look, if Trump couldn't move the stock market up that high, they would be gleeful. In fact, I'll put it to you this way. If Donald Trump were a failure, the left would say nothing. They wouldn't worry about impeaching him. Well, they probably would. They would see that it could happen quicker. Because if the stock market went down to 17,000 and unemployment shot up to 8%, and all these corporations said, screw Donald Trump, we're going to move offshore, and on and on, then they would be like, oh, see, we told you, we got to get rid of him. And then, of course, let me tell you what would happen on the conservative side. We'd be ready to dump him. Yeah, we would. But let me tell you why. It wouldn't be because we're turncoats and we're back. We would say to ourselves, wow, this guy can't get it done. We thought he was better than what he was, whatever. It wouldn't be, I wouldn't be standing behind Donald Trump if he couldn't. I'm not saying that the stock market would be my barometer, but let's say he couldn't keep jobs here. He couldn't negotiate trade deals that were positive to the United States. He couldn't go to China and bring back a $250 billion trade package and reduce the tariffs by 10%. He couldn't do that. If he couldn't go to Saudi Arabia and bring back the largest contract ever brought to American companies, $350 billion. If he couldn't keep corporations in America like he's done with Ford and GM, or bring companies to America like he's done with IBM. I'm saying bring back jobs like IBM, 25,000 jobs over 4 years. Apple, bringing manufacturing back to the United States. If he couldn't do any of that stuff, we would have a reason to dump him. But he's done all of that and more. The stuff coming on the horizon is going to blow your freaking mind. I'll get into it in a little bit. But it has to do with what's happening in the economy. And the prognosticators are like, there's no way that Donald Trump can keep 3% going or whatever. So they did. I think the numbers were 3.1%. OMB forecasted 2.7% growth in the GDP, which, by the way, is rockets. I mean, it's like, you know, celebration compared to what Barack Obama did. So it's 2.7% is what they predicted. Then it came, the report came out, they said it's 3.1%. Then they revised it and said, no, it's 3.3. Second quarter in a row,
over 3%, something Barack Obama didn't do in 8 years. And the left say, well, we don't know if he can keep it up. It's so funny to watch these guys. Wow. The U.S. economy, they say, is running at full potential for the first time in a decade. And let me tell you something. We are about to break the engine. They say this was a new milestone for an expansion year in its ninth year. Total economic output in the third quarter was slightly above the maximum sustainable level of output as estimated by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Unbelievable. First time actual GDP has exceeded potential GDP since the fourth quarter of 2007, suggesting the nation's economic resources are being used efficiently. Interestingly, in 2007, it wasn't even that great under Bush. It was being, well, I'm not going to get into it. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, none of these times, during the time of Obama, it never even occurred, is the point. A lady by the name of Beth Ann Bovino says, it's the sweet spot. We'd like to be there for some time, but let's see how long it lasts. It's going to last. Donald Trump is saying, I'm setting this economy up to run from this way from 2021 to 2027. And what he's banking on are the tax cuts and the reforms and getting rid of the waste and the fraud, which is what he's doing. And they can't stand it. That's why the left, they hate this guy. They hate that he exposes every element of government, the waste and the fraud in every element, from health care to our foreign policy to how government runs. This consumer finance, whatever it's called, CFPB, that was one of the biggest boondoggles of the left that's out there, and he's blowing that up. They can't stand it. You're right. That's what the left hates. And the element of surprise is that nothing's going to change. They have to get used to the new normal, which is we are going to fix this crap. And we're going to fix it good, and we're not going to let bureaucrats run us over like they have in the past.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you do want to contact the show. So we came up, this is a funny thing, that I love Jeopardy, and we came up with a Jeopardy question, and then it morphed into something. So here's kind of how we wrote this as a skit, but it says, I'll take U.S. presidential economies for 2000, Alex. And Alex said, the U.S. GDP was revised upwards to 3.3% under President Trump. And I'd bring in and go, oh, what is things that Obama never heard during his presidency? I love that. So what I want to do is, I was thinking, Why? And I know Alex Trebek will never do this, but I would love to come up with conservative Jeopardy, where we just, you know, took all these categories of idiocy of the left, and we made up these categories and then gave questions, and you had to answer them. Wouldn't that be cool to be a writer for Jeopardy and you had a show for conservatives? Oh man, that would be a field day. And if it were done in comedy, it would make it even funnier. But we can't use, you know, you can't use the Jeopardy stuff at all because they protect that brand like crazy. So anyway, I was talking about, you know, fake news, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who had gone to lunch with the president, and he sends me a link, and it shows he and his wife, Brett Baer and his wife, the guy that owns American Express, and his wife, Chris Ruddy, who owns Newsmax, and his wife, I believe his wife was there, the president, and somebody else. It was about 10 or 12 people. And he showed, they were watching. There was a Politico magazine, online magazine was there, and they reported him there. And he goes, hey, check it out. Because he had told me, he says, yeah, Kevin, I was having lunch with the president. And normally people, you're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. But no, it was true. But he sent me the link saying, hey, Politico was spying on us. And he showed me. That's not even what I want to talk about. What I was going to tell you is, so he's having this conversation with me, and we were talking about different things going on. And he said, yeah, he goes, yeah, I'm going to tell you the part. The conversation was on the record to begin with because he's got Fox News, Brett Baer. And the reason why Baer was there was he was having a beef. He and President Trump were having a beef, and I don't think Trump's been on his program because he favors Sean Hannity. And so my friend was sort of brokering the peace between those two is what one of the things that he said. But it was an interesting conversation, and he says, so, you know, Kevin, I was asking him about this, that, and here's what I'll give you some inside baseball. The first thing he said, not the first thing, but probably the most important thing was he said to him, I'm not going to say my friend's name, but he says to him, This whole investigation of the Russians, this whole Flynn thing, it's nothing. He goes, there's nothing there. I'm giving you 100% assurances. This is exactly what came out of Trump's mouth in the sense, I mean, in, not word for word, but in paraphrase, there's nothing there. They can look all they want. Let them do it. This guy is not losing a moment's sleep over this. Not one. The second thing was, and this one was interesting because it reminded me of the story about Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, when I was with him. But he said, Tillerson's not leaving. And he says, Donald Trump said to him point blank, look, we got our differences, but it's nothing like they're reporting. And he goes, he's not leaving. Now, it's not that he's not free to leave. He's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants. But he's saying, look, this thing that they're making up, it's not anything like what the media is saying. And I thought to myself, I believe it. Because it harkens me back to the Clarence Thomas thing where they were saying he was going to retire. And I watched Justice Thomas's lips when he says, Kevin, I never said that. Never. He goes, hadn't even thought it. So where did they come up with this? Somebody just made it up. And that's when he told me that in 1987 or 89, he quit listening to the news. He says he knew it was fake. And I can only guess he knew it was fake because he's an insider. And, if you are in a meeting and you know what took place in a meeting and then the media says something completely different, you go, wow, they just made that up. But We've come to trust the media as the people that are trying to get it right every time, trying to report what's really happening. That's not the case. I want you to think about that for just a second. That there's a conspiracy out there to make sure that they're forming the narrative for you. They don't want you to make a decision for yourself. Somebody is manipulating things to the point of saying, this is the way I want people to think. How sick is that? That is sad. Look, I get it. I understand there. I really don't get why somebody would want you to think a particular way, except in a debate where you're having an open and honest dialogue. But we don't even have that. We have one-sided discussion. We posted something recently, and suddenly I'm getting all this hate mail from black people. And you, Uncle Tom, you piece of crap, whatever. And I was like, what in the world? So I go and look, and It was a, you know what I posted? I posted the actual truth of an Ebony editor, Ebony magazine, saying that, you know, something like white people need to die. That's what I posted. I didn't elaborate. I just said, here's an article of a black chick that is an Ebony editor who's saying white folks need to die. No rationale, no nothing. And people like, yeah, I mean, I'm getting mail, you know, back on Facebook or whatever, the messages, you know, you Uncle Tom, y'all, this you, just a tool to white man. You do this to the white man. You know? And I'm like, really? So posting the truth of what a lady actually said sets you off. I mean, that to me is a level of ignorance that makes me want to pop those suckers right in the mouth. You think I'm kidding? And they all want to, you know, Kevin, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm like, man, I wish I had a button for every time you suckers said you want to kick my butt. I could just pop you right into the octagon with me. The word, I would do catch and release because the word would get back real quick. Don't say that. He'll hit that button. Boop. The easy button, because it is the easy button. But it bugs me that, you know, you can't even say the truth. So the left, well, and for the record, they pretend, oh, we want is the truth. All we want is, no, you don't. All they want is the truth as it fits their narrative. It's like a scientist who says, I have a theory about such and such. Now go make sure my theory is right. That's not the way you approach science. You approach science with an idea and you say, now, you know, let me validate it, or get rid of the idea. You're going to fail at something much more times than you're successful at, many more times than you're successful at it. So, you know, let's go at it that way. But they don't. The left has a predetermined thing in terms of what they want. The predetermination is Hillary Clinton should be president. Because why? She's the smartest woman in the world. Really? Then why does she fail the bar exam in D.C.? It was funny. I was watching this Monica Lewinsky special that they ran on how all this stuff happened. And you know what's interesting? Hillary Clinton is the most conniving thing. She was going to do anything to make sure Bill Clinton stayed in power. But here's what the irony of it was. Bill Clinton could have stopped this thing at any time, and we would have never known about Monica Lewinsky. And then when the cake sort of hit the fan with Monica Lewinsky, the conniving between him and his wife and all the operatives they had putting all this stuff together, if they had just done a few, if it just come, you know, clean on one or two things, we would never have known. And because of that dress, that was the biggest issue with Monica Lewinsky. If she hadn't saved that dress, she would have been just like all the other, the way the left look at all the other women accusers of being Bill Clinton. Oh, they just hate him. They just were after him. If she hadn't saved that dress, but it was funny when they were showing the show on it or whatever you want to call it. When Bill Clinton was having to get his DNA, the look on that clown's face when he went, they got me. It was priceless. And when I didn't know this. They said, Bill Clinton, they said, we don't have to record your deposition, you know, your responses to this whole inquiry. And he goes, no, let's do it. He thought he was going to be able to sell it. And when he gets out of there, his own attorney said, dude, you're toast. It was funny on so many levels because, you know, we all went through it and I was anti-Clinton in that regard. Not because, you know, at the end of it, he ends up being a pretty good president when you look at he passed a lot of Newt Gingrich's Contract for America. But I didn't like the fact that he's so duplicitous. He's such a liar. And they talked about how he kept going back to saying, we got to go back to doing the people's business. I don't understand all this stuff. I just want to go back to doing the people's business. And so every person on there, the talking point was, we're going to go back to doing the people's business. I think they meant doing business to the people. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.